Hey, folks, you've heard the term flying the friendly skies. How about flying the crazy skies? That's what we're going to talk about. You know, folks, as violence seems to be infecting every part of our country, unfortunately, it's also infecting our air travel. It seems that things are getting crazier and crazier. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm not quite sure what to do anymore. It seems a passenger on a Korean flight opened the emergency door while the plane was flying. Folks, that's a real problem. That's a real emergency. Thanks to good pilots, it didn't go bad, but it could have gone bad. But here's my question as I watch this. What were people thinking? You got a guy getting up out of his seat, going to the exit door, and people are watching him. Then he begins to manipulate the door, and people are watching him. And then he opens the door, and people are watching him. But this time they get involved. This time they put him on the ground. It's too late. The door's open, and it is what it is. Here's what I would say, folks. After 9/11, I flew all over the country, obviously armed, trying to protect aircraft. And it's one thing to protect aircraft against a determined set of terrorists. It's another thing to protect aircraft against people that maybe aren't thinking correctly. And unfortunately, that's happening more and more. And I just want to tell you that if you're not on your game and you're trapped in a tube where there's nowhere to go, it likely might not go well. As a matter of fact, it could literally start right
like
at the gate.
A flight attendant.
Like this. This guy got on the plane and was upset because he sat in the wrong plane seat. He punches a flight attendant. There's a big fight. He then, while the plane's on the ground, he runs to the aircraft emergency door and he opens the emergency door. Oh, by the way, smart guy, it's two stories down to the tarmac. Thank God someone pulled him back. Thank God that whoever was willing to step into the mix and help the flight attendants, they should be viewed as heroes. Because here's the reality, folks. You're being told by the media, you're being told by a lot of people, oh, don't get involved, don't get involved. Let me tell you something. Listen clearly. If good people don't develop the skills that we need and get involved, it's likely not going to go well. Okay, Tim, I get it. What do we do on a plane? Well, let me just say this. Picking your seat is important. If you can, sit in an aisle as close up as possible. That way you can help defend the cockpit, God forbid, if things go bad. Aisle seats allow you to get out. Aisle seats allow you to intervene. If you're crawling over people, especially people that are in shock, it doesn't tend to go well. Now, I know some of you are going to say, but aircraft safety says that the most survivable seats are in the middle and the back. Okay, that's fine. And I am not arguing that. If you're more afraid of the plane crashing than the number of violent incidents increasing all the time on the plane, then sit where you want to sit. But here's what I'm going to tell you. If you're sitting in an aisle, that's number one. And paying attention, that's number two. What do you mean? You should be watching every passenger that gets on the plane. You will see if somebody's intoxicated just by the way they're walking in. Because, folks, we've said this many times, the best way to stop a crisis is to prevent it way before it even starts, not reacting to it. So you're watching people. You're watching their body language. You're also paying attention to maybe someone that is not clearly with it, if they're talking to themselves, if it's obvious they're hearing voices. It may be a good thing to alert the flight attendants, because here's the reality, folks. The flight attendants, the captain of that plane, they don't have to let anybody fly that they're not comfortable with. So paying attention, that's number two. You're sitting in an aisle, you're paying attention. But number three is maybe the most important. People are angry nowadays. I fly all over the country almost every week training organizations for how to respond for a crisis, or how to prepare for a crisis, and then how to respond. I'm noticing people are getting angry. Go on YouTube, begin to learn phrases. We call it de-escalation. I recently was on a plane where a guy behind me he was angry at a flight to catch, and he began to scream. And, you know, I just was able to talk to him. Yeah, I understand your frustration. This is frustrating, but remember the big picture things in life, and just get him talking. And fortunately, that was an event that didn't go bad, could have easily gone bad, but it didn't. And then here's the reality, and it's the fourth one. If you've got a fight, you're fighting in close, up close, and personal. Let me say this. If someone's trying to take that plane, that's a weapon of mass destruction. There are no rules. There are no guidelines other than they must be stopped. If it's an actual terrorist attack, they must be stopped. And remember, folks, we work together better than we work independently. If you can get a group of people, that's the best plan. So remember, flying the friendly skies is not necessarily flying the crazy skies we're dealing with today. And folks, I hope this stuff is helpful for you. You know, I went through a lot of training called Flying Armed on how to deal with violence aboard aircraft. Admittedly, it was more towards, you know, terrorism and intended hostility. But I think for all of us, we've got to think about, hey, how do we stay safe, especially if you've got your wife, your spouse, your significant other, whoever, your kids? We need to be in a place where we know what to do, because remember, the worst place you possibly can be in a crisis is in the freeze mode. You'd much rather be in the fight mode or an educated flight mode, but don't be in the freeze mode. So I hope this is helpful. I hope these 4 points are really helpful for you. Sit in an aisle, be observant, carefully watch everybody coming on, understand de-escalation, how to take things down, and then understand how to fight in a confined space. Because if you have to, it's something that you better be skilled at. Trying to figure out how to do it in the midst of the crisis is not overly good. Hey, folks, I hope this stuff helps you. I will tell you that, you know, we're doing it to help as many people get as much education in how to protect themselves as we can. So if you are enjoying it, like, share, subscribe. We'll be bringing a lot more content out because it's getting a lot more crazy by the day. So I hope this is helpful. Until next time, God bless you. Stay safe out there.